This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A second trial in the death of Elijah McClain is expected to start this week. CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
Officer Nathan Woodyard faces charges of manslaughter and second-degree assault in the forcible arrest of McClain. Woodyard was the first officer on the scene and will be the third to face charges. The state is expected to revisit much of the evidence that was presented in the last trial, including hours of body-worn camera footage. The only difference in this trial will likely be a focus on the carotid hold. Woodyard applied the hold on McClain, which made McClain lose consciousness and vomit into his ski mask. Jury selection for Woodyard's trial started on Friday. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The state is asking a court to dismiss school district's universal preschool lawsuit. CPR's education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The state says districts don't actually have the local powers they claim they do, and that districts have misinterpreted their own obligations to federal law. The state also argued school districts didn't provide evidence of harm. The suit was brought by six school districts and two education organizations. They argue the way the state's universal preschool program is being implemented is harming children with disabilities and low-income families. And they want access to the state's online matching system to serve families more efficiently. More than 38,000 families are participating in UPK. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
President Biden comes to Colorado today. He'll be in Pueblo to talk about how the Inflation Reduction Act helped invest in clean energy industries and create jobs. Biden will stop at CS Wind, which expanded its manufacturing plant with help from the Inflation Reduction Act. The presidential visit is also a chance for Biden to mention Republicans in Congress who did not support the law, including Pueblo's Representative Lauren Boebert. Ballots go out today for November's election. There are two statewide measures. One would affect property taxes and Tabor refunds. The other would let the state keep all of the tobacco and nicotine taxes that it collects. Election day is November 7th. This is CPR News.